This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are getting tips, naming names, you name it. For places like Canada, I'm going to withhold names until we've interviewed the people and to protect their identity. Hi, my name is... We're not going to say the name. My wife works in a law firm in New Westminster, B.C. Her employers, husband and wife, just returned from a trip to Africa, and now his wife is sick with vomiting and diarrhea. She went to the hospital and was tested for Ebola, but was sent home. The doctors were wearing protective gear and masks. I stressed to my wife that she shouldn't go to work until... they are sure she does not have Ebola, but my wife was stressing that Ebola is not airborne, and she just won't have physical contact. Oh, man. There was a chance somebody's got Ebola from West Africa. They can touch a counter. You touch it. They can sneeze. It's in the droplet. You get it. It may be airborne. Airborne, technically, folks, just means the virus or bacteria floats around in the air and can live. It doesn't mean the person doesn't sneeze, and then it floats into your room, and you get it. Do you understand that? I told my wife in August, the Canadian Health Services has started on a website that it was highly probable that Ebola could be airborne, and they took the information down as to not spread fear, but the possibility is still high. Just thought you might like to know this. InfoWars is the only alternative true media that I trust and speak the truth. Well, thank you, sir. We'd like to confirm more of this with you and the other people that are telling us similar things. We have confirmed the Border Patrol agents' names, and Dr. Group is coming in. And it dovetails with the other information that we've gotten from the head of the Border Patrol Union, the retired Border Patrol Union. So that's all coming up as well. That story by Paul Watson should be going up at any time. It is now on screen. It just went live. Former Border Patrol agent, print that for me, guys. Thank you. Former Border Patrol agent. CDC disappearing potential Ebola victims, illegal aliens with illnesses being secretly quarantined. And again, Watson did that off this interview he had said 2 months ago, but we, and it's in the article, we may need it as a subheadline that InfoWars, just group reports for us, InfoWars reporter has met in the last 2 days with other Border Patrol that have confirmed this is currently happening. That's the key. To this. That's the key to all this. So Dr. Group is going to be joining us in studio. He flew in last night from Vegas in one of the biggest medical / nutramedical shows in the country, where he had dinner with and met with quite a few Border Patrol, ICE, you name it, senior people. And they mentioned the gentleman that's in the video, the head of the Border Patrol Retiree Union, who's been a guest on the show, by the way. Former Border Patrol agent Zach Taylor has divulged that the CDC is working with Border Patrol authorities at the Department of Homeland Security to disappear potential Ebola victims attempting to cross the border of the United States. And that's a good job, Watson. I just think Watson should put a paragraph. I know he's here. It's great having Watson and Austin with us. He's here for another week. Just to say up front that our reporter, Dr. Edward Group, met in Vegas at a trade show with senior Border Patrol that confirmed this is happening now, that they've seen this. This is now going on with people. Not just they were grabbing people that might be sick and disappearing them, which is a whole scandal on its own, but that they're in hazmat suits and vans. That's key. And then Watson's got another bombshell coming out. And that should be by the end of the hour. Watson's a very prolific, quick writer. Great job. It's just that it's not just Zach Taylor saying this. We talked to others that confirmed it's currently going on. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Red Linked right now, New York City on alert. There's unease on the big Red River shootout. between UT and Oklahoma this weekend. People are scared. Yeah, I mean, I think any big, huge public event, you're just asking for it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Seven Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. Red linked on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now is this headline. Former Border Patrol agent, former deputy head of it, former head of the union, now head of the retiree union, Zach Taylor, CDC disappearing potential Ebola victims, illegal aliens with illnesses being secretly quarantined. And we're having this added to the article because he just got it out quickly. We have video of Taylor talking about it, but the issue here is his name was brought up by the Border Patrol agents, some of them senior, that Dr. Group met with this weekend in Vegas, who were at the big medical, nutraceutical, biggest supply side event in the country by the actual developers, pharmacists, scientists, you name it. They were there trying to find out how to protect themselves and their agents and their families. They were sent there by the Border Patrol, and they said, well, Zach Taylor warned of it months ago. And I said, Zach Taylor, he's been on. He's the union guy. And then it turns out over a month ago, he did this video that got no attention that's up on InfoWars.com saying he believed Ebola could come across, was coming across. Now the head of Southcom says it could be, and they believe it will if it gets into South America. They're now in the news, mainline news today, saying they're picking up people that are sick out of West Africa. That's in my Ebola stack. I'm going to go to that in a few minutes, and I'll show that to TV viewers on the document cam. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com. We have that article posted. I think it's AP. Yeah, it's AP. So all of that is unfolding and happening right now. And Dr. Group there, developing products for us, was able to talk to a lot of these senior people and medical doctors and others about what they're seeing and what's unfolding. As Oklahoma City Hospital isolates a patient exhibiting possible Ebola symptoms, as Ebola pops up in Spain and other areas from them bringing in these Ebola patients, never before done. But former Border Patrol agent Zach Taylor has divulged that the CDC is working with Border Patrol authorities and the Department of Homeland Security to literally disappear potential Ebola victims attempting to cross the border in the United States, and there's no news coverage, no paperwork signed, they're put in vans and disappeared. Now we confirm that there's huge forces of vans and guys in literal spacesuits, like in Hollywood movies, grabbing people, and the Border Patrol goes, where are they going? Sign the form, and they go, slam the door. Group's going to tell you about this. So they brought up Taylor. He was saying his name. I went, wait, we know him. Went and checked. He confirmed this a month ago. But this is currently going on. So we need to get back with those sources where they suggest we go. McAllen, Brownsville, in Texas, or do we go to the Arizona border? Do we go to the California border? We need to show this because if they are doing their job, that's a good thing. But why would they be covering it up so there's not a panic? Undoubtedly, you got major African countries basically on the verge of collapse or collapsing. That's in the news, that term. African countries on the verge of collapse or are collapsing. You know, they're saying stay in your houses in Liberia. No public gatherings. I mean, this is crazy. UN models, 1.4 to 5 million to get it by December. I don't know if that's accurate. But Dr. Group joins us to talk about this. In the interview, the 27-year Border Patrol veteran, Taylor, was first contacted nearly 3 months ago in July, but InfoWars separately confirmed through other sources that the process was ongoing in the aftermath of America's first case of Ebola, which occurred in Dallas last week. They are literally grabbing people and disappearing them into vans. This is so big on so many fronts. Why would they be doing their job and doing this, keeping it quiet, Dr. Group? But then at the same time, and I want to hear it from your own words, you know, debrief you here on air. We'll have you into the next hour. Why would they be doing that, A, but B, then leaving the planes open to fly folks in, and now they admit they're not doing even the heat screening. They're asking, do you feel okay? Well, someone fleeing Ebola or who has it, who wants treatment for them and their kids, they're not going to say, hey, I got Ebola, or hey, I think I got Ebola. They just want to live. I mean, all the other countries have sealed their borders. The other African countries have. So what do you think is going on here? Tell us what happened when you were in Vegas at this big trade show.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on that I didn't really know about, and that's one of the reasons why that I went to Vegas, because the scientists that were coming together there were all focusing on what can we do about this Ebola situation. At least a lot of them were. And some of these guys I haven't met with for years and years and years, but it was more of like a meeting of the minds and coming together to see what's really going on. And I was pretty shocked. I have like 4 pages of notes that I wrote down, because the stuff that I found out is not being talked about in mainstream media. It's
you have the floor. Go through what the Border Patrol told you first, what these senior agents told you, and then get into the whole list.
Well, I was shown a video of the guy that was talking about what's going on down at the border, and these guys know and have connections down there, and what they're saying is that people are being, that anybody with Ebola-like...
They were confirming, Taylor.
They were confirming that never before has the CDC and the National Institute of Health worked so closely with Border Patrol. And that they were down there grabbing individuals and putting them in vans and taking them to a quarantine location. And at that location, basically nobody knows where they were taking them to. Nobody knows what they're doing with them. I mean, are they trying experimental vaccines on them? Are they, you know, taking their blood? Are they, I mean, who knows what's going on? You know, I don't know if... My main focus is what we can do to educate the people about how to protect themselves. But at the same time, you have to get the information that's out there and then look at it and see if you can confirm everything. You know, I just flew in last night and just this morning typed up all these notes so it would be fresh on your show today to share this information with all your listeners, because it's important to know what's going on so you can come to a conclusion on what you need to do and, you know, what's really happening, because obviously when the mainstream media is out there saying one thing, it's something else that's going on at the same time. So other things on my list that I found was that the CDC was getting calls from doctors all across the nation. I had talked to a guy that was, you know, heading up some underground stuff for Ebola, and he said that doctors are seeing patients with Ebola-like symptoms and calling the CDC, and about half of those calls are going unanswered, or the CDC's not following up on those calls. You know, different changes that are happening with the CDC and the WHO changing up their website, basically saying that now, you know, it possibly could be airborne, which we talked about before. But just think about it. I mean, if you cough, if you sneeze, those are droplets of bodily fluids. I talked to one guy that was telling me that the CDC is now warning airline crews to start using masks. You know, why would they be warning people to use masks if it's not airborne? Another thing that's happening is the government is cracking down on natural health care companies right now, too. I mean, there's a big attack on anybody advertising anything about Ebola. There's an attack on colloidal silver. You know, anything, they're scouring the websites out there to see who's advertising anything natural against Ebola. But the thing is, I mean, the easy solution is just keep your immune system strong and you should be able to fight it off. You know, usually with Ebola in the past, you have, this was another guy that was talking about how the transmission, you know, the indigenous tribes that are in the jungle usually get Ebola from eating monkey meat or something like that, and then they pass it to the city. But the strange thing about this is three cities at about the same time, the Ebola was released in the city. So it's actually the mechanism of action of spread has been reversed. Instead of jungle to city, it's now city to city to city. So that was an interesting point, because that would make you want to look at how all of a sudden did Ebola get released inside three cities at the same time. So that was interesting. Another thing that they were talking about, somebody had some friends at Emory University, and they said that it took 40 bags of medical waste a day from the three infected Ebola patients that were at Emory University. So you can imagine, if three patients create 40 bags of medical waste a day, what would happen with 1,000 patients, or what would happen with, you know, 5,000 patients. I mean, there's no possible way to control that much waste. And the fact that there are only four hospitals in the U.S. that are technically qualified to handle pandemic outbreaks.
And let's just go back. It used to incubate over 3 days. Now it's 21. The virus has just mutated off the chart. This is very suspicious.
Yes, you know, the Ebola virus is kind of like the influenza virus, because it will mutate. And that's a reason why, you know, I don't know how you're going to possibly come up with a vaccine with a virus that mutates like the influenza. But, you know, what's happening also is that if you look at what's happening in, well, the whole quarantine thing has just been completely taken out of control. We should have shut our borders to any type of flights. But another topic that we talked about was the fact, what's going on with the military over there? Why are we sending military when we should be sending doctors? It's a pandemic. Well, they need doctors, not military. So what was reported back to me was, it was kind of a drill to see how to quarantine for medical martial law in the United States. They're literally going door to door, the military, pulling people out that have Ebola-like symptoms.
And our military is definitely going to get it. And then that'll be covered up. They'll use them for guinea pigs as well.
And they're taking them to quarantine areas. And now the families know this, too. So they're trying to hide people. So what this is a plan to see how they're going to react into the United States.
It's to create a cadre brigade. That's why it's 5,000, to come back and train the rest of the brigades.
Yes. And now what happens when you take everybody and put them in quarantine? Well, this is how the economy collapses real fast, because how does the food get from the farm? Nobody wants to go to work if there's a quarantine and they can't leave their own homes. So you have distribution that completely comes to a halt. You have food production that comes to a halt. The food can't get to the grocery store. stores. You know, every single worker, all the waste workers, the government workers don't go to work. And when you take everybody away from going to work,
we're going to break.
The economy starts to crash.
It means societal collapse level event. Dr. Edward Grips, our guest, Infowars.com, has the breaking news, and the article is being expanded as we speak. Former Border Patrol agent, senior agent, CDC disappearing potential Ebola victims. It's currently going on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have breaking news in the next hour. Turns out those FEMA coffins, CDC does want them. Put as many as 4 dead people apiece into them. That article's breaking at Infowars.com the next hour. Dr. Ed Group is our guest. We'll open the phones up in the next hour with Dr. Group. I'll just keep you the whole 2 hours that we've got left, or an hour and 30 minutes, 35 minutes now, if you can do it. Doc, continue getting into, you're at this big medical conference, doctors, scientists, epidemiologists, virologists, border patrol, pharmacists, developers, chemists. You're there talking to them, and everything you're saying has already been separately confirmed. You were talking about how in Africa, they call these community care centers, but really, they're just death camps. Well, that's even been in the back of the news, that they just take them and lock them up behind barbed wire and shoot them if they try to get out. But notice how they call them a community care center. And then now, this model being used on the illegals to just disappear them and not talk about it, that could be anybody next. And once they set that precedent of just go arrest this person, put them in a truck, it's compartmentalized. That can be the smokescreen for a political purge as well. We've always said a big bio scare or a bioweapon attack or a natural pandemic could be the cover for the takeover. One of the big ones. And now, right on time, here it is. Dr. Group, continue.
Well, you know, that's from what we're hearing. They're really just nothing more than death camps over there. But, you know, it's the media takes the obviously the media is not going to come out and say death camps over in Africa. So they're going to call it community care centers. And so, you know, it's the spin that you're getting over here that, you know, we're actually there trying to help and trying to contain this.
And by the way, you do have to lock them up and things are breaking down. And sorry if there's not enough food or water, but be honest about the tragedy. Do airlifts of food. Don't just warehouse them and kill them. Where's Jesse Jackson when you need him?
Yeah, exactly. Let me see some of the other.
Because if it does collapse, then they're going to spill out.
One of the other.
What did the head of Southcom say 3 days ago? We're going to play the video coming up. They said they could get into South America, collapse it. It's going to collapse into us. So are they beefing up the border? What else? I'm going to go back into your list, Dr. Grimm, but what else did the Border Patrol agents say when you were watching videos and talking to them? Were they concerned? You told me that they had confirmed and seen and talked to others that had seen exactly what he was saying, and that they were literally pulling up in vans and suits and throwing people on the backs of vans, and the Border Patrol would say, well, you got to fill out a form, and they say, no, we don't. I mean, break that down. What else did they say?
That's pretty much it. I mean, the only other thing that they were talking about was, and I haven't confirmed this, is that Homeland Security restricted all of the ammunition to the Border Patrol until 2015.
That was actually confirmed. No, that was mainstream news 3 months ago.
Okay, so that basically they were just talking about
that.
Yeah,
they won't supply them. They have to buy themselves.
And they can't do their training or anything like that.
Homeland Security has almost 3 billion rounds now, but the Border Patrol can't have any.
Right.
Guys, type in Border Patrol ammo shortage. It was, I think, Breitbart and AP. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically what they were saying is it's just strange that the CDC and the National Institute of Health has never worked with the Border Patrol before, and then all of a sudden now they're down there and they're just taking, you know, anybody with symptoms. That the border's just wide open. We know that. But they're trying to pinpoint people, and they're just taking them somewhere. I mean, I don't know where they're taking them. I guess
to deploy them to each school or everywhere. Well, spread it. I'm not kidding.
No, I know. Probably to take them in different areas of the United States, and that's another one of the things that we were talking about earlier. Is the doctors are reporting that they're getting patients in different areas of the United States with Ebola-like symptoms, and these are doctors. I mean, the people I talk to are very, very well versed in pandemics, disease, scientists. I mean, these are guys that have been around for a while, just like me. I've been studying natural remedies for viruses, bacteria, pandemics, all this stuff, you know, for years and years and years. So, you know, really to give everybody solutions. So what they're saying is that, you know, these guys, these scientists are telling me, and these doctors are telling me that their friends are actually seeing patients that might have Ebola-like symptoms and calling the CDC. And the CDC's getting about 20 to 40 calls a day. Like I said, I don't know how to confirm that. I'm just relaying what I heard.
Oh, I'd imagine they're getting hundreds of false reports an hour with the panic going on in the country. But if they're bringing in Ebola patients and they've now spread it in Spain, if they're letting people fly in from West Africa, it's a guarantee there's going to be more cases. Mm-hmm. It's a guarantee it's going to spread. I mean, this is incredible. Why do you think government's doing this?
Well, looking and analyzing what happened with the swine flu and some of the other H1N1 stuff like that, I think this is a test, and it might be the big one. I mean, it might be that this is the one that they set up all those government camps for. If you look at every single piece of the puzzle, you know, what's going on at the border, all the camps that have been set up, the fact.
Stay there. Let's come back to that when we get back. Yeah, my gut has just been off the chart concerned the last year, as everybody knows, and Notice they're dropping the border. They're starting war with Russia. They're turning loose Al-Qaeda. They're devaluing the dollar. They're shutting off the power plants. They're announcing our kids belong to them. They don't seem to care what we say or do. They don't care how unpopular they are. They laugh at us. Are they getting ready to release an airborne strain? I mean, there's no telling what they'll do. They're open exterminators.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue.
Girls, I love my daughters, two of them, so much. I love my son, love my whole family, and I love you. That's what empathy is. You love yourself, you care about somebody else, you see them get hit by a car, you want to help them. They call that being a chump nowadays in New York and in L.A. Well, you call me a chump. I'm not going to die alone, I know that. I'll never be with those cold souls that don't care about others. We have an elite that's been caught doing multi-thousands of secret studies that have been declassified, hundreds of them that were lethal. Nerve gassing little kids, troops, giving uranium, plutonium pills to pregnant wives of GIs, black people injecting them with syphilis, and then it turned out injecting people in the Appalachians with it, white people too, and people in Colombia. The globalists are just horrible monsters. That's why 36,000 top Nazis got brought over here at the end of World War II, because they were following eugenics that our own government was following in the scientific arena. Eugenics pretty much changed the course of history in 1851 when Galton invented it, the cousin of a bunch of the top scientists at the time, but Darwin and others. And they developed social Darwinism, and that's what we live under. And so just be aware of it. Even if you agree with it, it's a lot of elitists and wannabe elitists that agree with it, just know that it's happening and it's going on, and sign on to it officially. Because the reason we don't trust the system is they've proven they're bad actors. That doesn't, we're not talking about a cop or the Border Patrol or a doctor down the road. Those are great people, 9 times out of 10. We're talking about the central system, the main planners. And the morbidity rate is about 91% in Africa. Granted, the immune systems are lowered. It's society's collapsing, even industrialized areas. Here it's over 50%. You know, this guy that died in Dallas a few days ago, he had Western care. He reportedly had the Ebola, knew it, came over here. He died. And let me tell you, it is explosive. That's why it spreads so fast. It's not airborne, supposedly, yet. That just means the virus doesn't live and go through the air a long time. But it will live in a sneeze droplet, a mucus droplet, or a cough droplet. It will live in spit or saliva on the table. It will live in feces or other things for days, or vomit for days. It can just live inside that little capsule, live inside that goo. Live so roaches walk through it, or bats urinate or defecate and you breathe it. That's how they think it's really starting to spread in Africa. They think it's the bats. That would be the answer if it wasn't man-made. It's what most of the scientists are saying. Look it up. I'm not just saying that's in the Washington Post, you name it. But the real scientists are saying we think it could be quasi-airborne because it's not technically, but the bats go to the bathroom when they take a flight. They in the air. And then you're breathing it. And if you even get a few thousand cases in the United States, it'll be total pandemonium. And I love my family. And I personally have been trying to get more sleep, sun, boost my immune system, eat healthier. There's studies out. Study shows how exercise protects the brain from depression. It's oxygenating the cells. Dr. Group talks about that. So I want to get more into your list of what these scientists and doctors were saying at this big internal private supply side expo in Las Vegas, what the Border Patrol told you. But let's talk about Dr. Group, because I've been following what you say for over a year now with incredible effect. I mean, people that see me in person, TV puts 10 pounds on you, but I'm still 20, 30 pounds overweight, but I was 80 pounds, 90 pounds overweight. I mean, I almost have no pot belly anymore, just with the survival shield, Nascent Iodine X2, exercise, more purified water, the DNA force, the super male vitality that's got all these compounds known to just, what it's done for me and my virility is amazing. But what are you doing specifically for your immune system? What were the other scientists and experts you were talking to? What's the cutting edge right now for folks out there that are researching this?
Well, pretty much everybody's in agreement. You know, planning is what needs to be done. Everybody, families, just have a plan.
You were telling me you're getting more storable food during the break.
Yeah, storable food, clean water, things to purify your water. What the NIH, the WHO, what the medical and government is not telling people to do is looking at natural alternatives. You know, they're not telling you to use iodine to purify your water. They're not telling you to use silver to boost your immune system. I mean, they're not telling you to look for natural ways out there because what they want to be able to vaccinate you. My big question is, and one of the questions we were talking about is, what could it, because with this, there you want to see, you're going to probably see with the executive order a mandated vaccine. So the question is, you know, most people out there just can't wait. You know, they're already fast-tracking vaccines that are supposed to be ready this week. They're starting human trials on 20 different humans. And my question,
Bill and Melinda Gates are involved, Monsanto. I mean, hello. Sorry.
Yes, and another subject I want to get into is the rabies Ebola vaccine, and that's currently in the works by the NIH and Thomas Jefferson University with GlaxoSmithKline, and that's scheduled to be finished with fast-tracking by the end of 2014. And you remember what happened with the fast-tracking of the swine flu vaccine, which was given to like 30 million
people. Which it turned out was a stimulant released the year before, basically an attenuated virus, totally fake, lowering your immune system by 50%, Canadian government study.
Right, and now you have a lot of the children have developed narcolepsy, and there's all kinds of brain deformations because of that vaccine.
On record.
And GSK, yeah, they were sued $3 billion for that and lost the lawsuit. But what everybody's talking about internally is, you know, why this is going to take place and really what to do in case it spreads in the United States. And that's have a plan to get out of a well-populated area, you know, have some land somewhere. You know, they were worried that possibly the borders would be closed, which I don't know if that's really going to happen if they want it to spread. But have a good supply of clean water, clean food, and your immune system have enough stocked for your family of some of the natural things that are available that work for different types of organisms.
What are you doing specifically for yourself?
What I'm doing is I have a place to go that's, you know, kind of close to a national forest where I can just get out of there. I have clean water over there. I have clean food. I have clean seeds to grow my own stuff. I mean, I have masks that I can use. I'm not really worried about it because I know how to strengthen my immune system, but I have a good supply of iodine. I have a good supply of silver over there. And that's really, you know, the two things that I would focus on specifically. I've got a good supply of oregano oil over there. Oregano works really good.
I've been taking that.
And, you know, all the supplements that we usually talk about, you know, I've got the DNA force to protect my cells, to protect against free radical damage. You know, when your immune system goes berserk and you have a virus, then you're also going to have, you know, the attacking of the virus by your immune system. If your immune system's strong, I've always been a believer that we have the strongest medicine inside our own body. I mean, the first place you should look is inside and ask yourself, am I clean? I mean, 75% of your immune system's in your gut right there. If your gut is healthy, most likely your immune system's going to be able to attack and destroy any type of invading organism.
Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com. I've got to say that's your most amazing product, I think, overall you've developed, because you guys finally convinced me to do it. I didn't get that the oxygen tablets released in the guts. Unbelievable compared to chitosand or roughage or those herbal stuff that would like burn. Not this. It's just absolutely pleasant and flushes you out. I mean, dynamite.
Yes. You know, talking about Ebola, but there's so many other things that have to be.
Yeah, I'm just talking about flushing my guts out, period. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but when you look at the intentional destruction of the society's guts through processed microwave foods, through aspartame, artificial sweeteners, all the chemicals, the GMOs.
The BT in all these crops has its own pesticide that admittedly kills our flora.
Right, and that's you're reducing everybody's immune system right there by 75% because they know that 75% of the immune system is in the gut, and they know the gut controls everything. That's why they never report it. They take your appendix out.
What's a good probiotic?
Probiotic that I use is called Lateroflora, and then I also recommend, I don't sell the product, but it's a product by Garden of Life. It's called Primal Defense Ultra, and that you can get that at Whole Foods. You know, I've tested a lot of probiotics out there, and the ones that I just put people on those two with the Oxy powder, and that pretty much takes care of the majority of gut issues they have. Of course, I want to get them off of gluten. I want to get them off the things that destroy your gut.
I want to be clear, folks, from sunshine to clean water, we're promoting a lot of stuff that we don't even sell because this is the real deal. I'm here asking questions for me because I want my kids to be healthy. I want my family to be healthy.
You're right. The GMO foods, get them off of that. Then again, reduce your stress levels. You know, stress is linked to a deficient immune system by 50%. And then, you know, have a preparation plan so you're not in a state of fear all the
time. Well, exactly. I've got the farmhouse to run to. I've got the wall. And again, it's not that I was living in fear. If there was a 5% chance this could happen, I, you know, was somewhat ready. And then as it gets more and more clear the globalists are destabilizing civilization, more and more I'm going to just accelerate getting prepared because we see government and corporations digging in, building underground bunkers in the Ozarks, you name it, like it's the end of the world. Joel Skousen, We'll get him on this week to get his take on all this, guys, or next week or Sunday or Monday. He says he's never seen elites buying bunkers and hidden redoubts. And it's in the news. The rich are all, you know, running to private islands and stuff. Why? What do they know, Dr. Group?
Well, they know. I don't think all of them know the real plan involved, but
they know the world's going in an unsustainable direction.
They definitely know that, and with this, it's hard to tell what's going to happen with the Ebola situation. But it's been verified, like you said, that the Homeland Security, the CDC, they have the coffins, they have all the underground facilities. You know, they know that the Ebola can mutate into a very out of control situation.
And they're telling us everything's fine, though.
They're telling us everything's fine.
That's when you know you're in deep trouble.
But you know,
if they were fear mongering, I'd feel good. You know, like, oh, okay, they're just fear mongering. But the fact that they're, everything's wonderful, everything is awesome.
Well, yeah, like they have everything under control. And then you look at, like, the movie 28 Days Later, which was an Ebola rabies virus.
And now they're looking at crossing it.
And, right, well, there's a link between, and this was one of the things we also talked about with one of the scientists that has been doing research with Ebola and rabies, and basically he was saying there's a link between the Ebola and the rabies virus, because when you combine the Ebola with the rabies, one of the rabies strains, it gives you zombie-like symptoms, and he was talking about that.
Well, that was even in Mainline Science a month ago. Yeah.
Right, and that's why they were doing drills, you know, in case we have a scenario like that. It doesn't, like, turn you into a zombie. But
you act like a rabid dog that can give people Ebola.
Exactly.
Which is basically a zombie.
And the rabies Ebola vaccine, that's the one that they're doing the trials on, that they're fast-tracked for 2014 with the NIH and Thomas Jefferson University. They're working with GlaxoSmithKline.
Oh, my God.
And they're scheduled to be done with trials by the end of this year with the rabies Ebola vaccine.
Oh, boy.
Now, why would you start giving people a rabies Ebola vaccine for a supposedly Ebola strain that's out there affecting people right now? Could there be a mutation when you line up millions of people and shoot
the top brain surgeon medical doctor just last week, Dr. Blaylock, was saying. He says it's been proven that it's causing bacteria and viruses to mutate, that the vaccines are doing that.
Right. Right, that's the scary part of it. If you inject millions of people with a rabies Ebola, knowing what happens when someone contracts rabies Ebola, or when you mix the strains together, that could literally create a cannibalistic, you know, zombie-like society that's uncontrollable, and that you would have to shoot each person, which, you know, then what are you going to do with it? Like you said, the Ebola can live in the body fluids for a long time.
We now learn in semen for 70 days.
And, you know, think of all the things people sneeze on, they touch, someone else walks by. Think about money alone. I mean, someone touches money, think of how many times that changes hands. They don't have sterilization procedures in place for money. The bathrooms, the public water systems. I mean, yes, probably there's so many chemicals in the public water system anyway that it might kill it. But if it mutates into airborne situations, do you have a plan? See, the scary thing is I would like to quarantine my family and myself, but if they're coming door to door, military, and going through your house like Nazi style.
And then that's perfect cover. This is just on a list. Go ahead and pick up Dr. Group and his family. Doesn't matter if you're not showing symptoms. Plus, you might not want to be around a bunch of soldiers that just rousted 500 houses that week who probably got Ebola themselves.
Yeah, they're just the soldiers just going to spread it. Yeah.
Well, now you're a terrorist.
Right. And then I'm going to be taken away from my family and put into a government-controlled camp somewhere. We know those camps.
Well, that's why MSNBC was bitching last week. They said, we can't do door-to-door stuff during Ebola because of the Second Amendment. And that is a point.
Well, they can.
I'm not going to any FEMA camp.
Under martial law, they can do whatever they want, though.
Yeah, but the people, it's going to blow up.
It's going to blow up. I mean, you know, that's why they're trying to do the gun confiscation and everything else, because they don't want the people to turn on them. But I think, you know, just like what's happening in Africa, like we were saying, this is a test. The people in Africa are turning against them and starting to fight now. They're trying to hide their family members and everything, because they know if you go in, as soon as they pull you out and take you to a quarantine location,
you're going
to
get it.
You're done. I mean, what are they going to give you? they're going to experiment with you on all kinds of vaccinations. They're probably going to, you know, if you do survive inside the quarantined area, then they're going to use you as an experiment. They're going to be taking your blood and spinning it and, you know, looking at your DNA.
That's right. The globalists are crazy scientists. Everything they do is an experiment. Man, Griff, you know your stuff. Briefly, I want to shift gears into some of the InfoWars, health.com, InfoWarsLife.com products. InfoWarsLife.com, the DNA Force, the Supermel Vitality, the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. We're sold out of the Silver Bullet. We got a whole bunch of it, though, coming in about a week and a half. I mean, obviously, I personally am trying to cleanse my body, but it's ongoing, separate from all of this. Tell folks a little bit about DNA Force, why it's so special, and the X2.
I will talk to you, but you brought up a good point, because one of the things that the scientists were talking about, and I actually talked to somebody that said that secretly the government is buying up to 6,000 gallons. They want like 6,000 gallons of silver a week for stockpiling and inside information with different agencies that are trying to stockpile a lot of silver.
Is it true that there was an Army study about spoil silver?
There was a study done in 2000, I think it was 2009, by the Department of Defense on Ebola and silver, and it was declassified, and you can actually pull that article up.
Why don't they want people talking about it? Just anybody. They're so...
Exactly. I mean, why? It's just like we've had cures for cancer for you know, 15, 20 years, but you have to go outside the country to find them. You know, it's, you know, there's so many things that can eliminate all disease from everybody's body that are not being talked about, that are not being shared. And that brings us to the next point, which is the DNA Force, which you wanted to cover, and how effective that is at supplying your body with high levels of antioxidants and high levels of
protein. Like Linus Pauling said, vitamin C, too. Just stuff off oranges at the store, blueberries. I mean, people just need to eat a lot of healthy stuff.
Most people have what they need to survive in within a half-mile radius of their house, the majority.
Amazing.
Knew what the plants were.
Stay there. Let's come right back with Dr. Group. Next hour, your calls for Dr. Group.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We're going to open the phones up in the next hour for your questions, your comments on Ebola. Bloomberg's reporting Ebola's next stop may be Ivory Coast as World Health Organization prepares neighbors. Neighbors who've sealed their borders, how dare them be racist? We can't seal ours. We can't stop the flights coming in. Amazing. Before I go any further, you've heard the rave reviews for the entire line of InfoWarsLife.com products. And these are things that we're hiding in plain view. The highest quality, purest, strongest nascent iodine from deep earth crystal sources, not seaweed sources. We're talking hundreds of millions of years old, lowest price as well, super strength, InfoWarsLife.com. Across the board has done so much for me and my family, the whole body. It's something you got to have. The government used to mandate it in salt, and they took it out. But then they mandated the bad halogen fluoride. I mean, that's an obvious conspiracy right there. There's no doubting it. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the DNA Force. That's $12,000 a kilo just for one ingredient in each bottle. And it's got a whole bunch of ingredients in there as well that it's on record. In the patents and the literature, flushes out the cells, regenerates and helps the mitochondria, lengthens telomeres. This is the type of thing with the toxic environment that I personally have been doing. I think like six tablets a day. They recommend only two. Now, the Super Male Vitality, all the known concentrated compounds to, you know, really get your glands going. InfoWarsLife.com. And the great part about it is your purchase of the products makes this whole transmission possible and promotes free speech as well. We're listener supported, not government supported like NPR or MSNBC. I didn't know they were supported. I'm just going to keep hammering that till the cows come home. So going back to Dr. Group, tell folks specifically about X2, the nascent iodine, and about why you were telling me specifically DNA Force is so important to the immune system.
I mean, with all the research that we've done over the years on iodine, it's just one of the things that I think every single person needs, not only for water purification, because of the fact that we're all suffering from endocrine disrupting chemicals. We're exposed to different chemicals all day long, every day, in the food, the water, the air, and thyroid problems. Thyroid problems are just increasing day after day after day. Pregnancies, mental retardation, you know, the calcification of the pineal gland that's going on, the children that are being born with mental illness are not fully deformed, fully formed brains. There's so many conditions that can be tracked back to iodine deficiency inside the system. So
we can officially say when the federal government mandated it be put in, IQs on record went up 15 points.
Listen,
I mean, that's like New York Times headline.
And, you know, talking kind of linking that to Ebola. I mean, remember about, I think it was 6 months or a year ago where the Department of Defense or the military put out a request for something like 300 million doses of potassium iodide or something.
Yeah,
like
guys,
that.
Type in iodine study IQ boost. It's like AP, Reuters, Business Insider. I want to just show TV viewers that.
Now listen, all those underground facilities, they're stocking up on iodine down there, and they're stocking up on silver. They're not stupid. They know the things that are resistant to practically any type of bacteria or microbe or anything that can affect the human body. They know how to strengthen their immune system. So. And plus, those are very inexpensive ways to do that. So,
when my arm was chopped open the one time, or my finger was cut off, I just poured that medical iodine all over it.
Right, that's what they do. Because it's strong, you know, antimicrobial. But talking about just a majority of negative health conditions out there, from energy to infertility to sterility to not being able to function mentally, to stress. I mean, you name it, you can probably link back iodine deficiency.
Absolutely.
To one of.
Guys, punch up my computer. You just put in iodine and the IQ. Discover Magazine, how adding iodine to salt boosted America's IQ. The effects of iodine on intelligence in children. NCBI. Iodine deficiency, Wikipedia, Business Insider, iodine effect on IQ. Go read them. We're not making this up. We're not making it up. InfoWarsLife.com, X2, the incredible source of the truth.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.